This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back into the show that gets you prepared to your journey to the great outdoors as you're heading out in your car, your truck, at the camp, or just maybe laying around in bed at home, waking up early. Good morning to you. We're here in March, and yeah, March brings about some changes in fishing and a little bit of hunting still left. We're looking forward to the turkey season. I got some really good news this week. My application for a turkey permit by lottery was accepted by the state of Kansas. So I was awarded a tag to go up and bag one of those Rio turkeys, a gobbler. And my friend Janice also was selected, so we're going to make a trip up to Kansas and hopefully come back with a Rio bird. And, of course, you got the eastern wild turkey, which to me is really a whole lot more difficult to hunt. And we'll be talking more about turkey season. And next week, if you're interested in checking out a really nice little item that you could give as a gift or use it for yourself, it's both functional and also something that's collectible, is a wingbone turkey call. And Ed Wingbone Miller from Wilmer, Alabama, is he's a craftsman. He really makes some nice ones. He can personalize them, and he's going to be demonstrating how to do that on location at Scott's Marine during our broadcast next Saturday morning. We'll be there from 5 a.m. till around noon sometime, and so come on out there and see us. And if you'd like a free door prize and you want it reserved in your name and you're coming, text me and let me know. And we'll put your name on something, and as long as they hold out, we'll give them away. It's 504-260-1870 is our text line, and you're welcome to use it to give us your fishing reports, questions, comments. And we're learning from old Doc Sam this morning. He says he gives you this. You've heard about the apple a day keeps a doctor away. Well, he says the consumption of a jar of pickled pig feet at the beginning of the season keeps him healthy and away from colds and flu. I'm not sure about that, but there could be something to it. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking in just a little while to Angela Caruso. Angela's heading up an effort to a fundraising benefit for Captain Mike Helmers. You might know Captain Mike. You may have fished with Captain Mike. He's been doing it for a long time. He is the owner and captain of Phil Robichaud Fishing Charters, the business named after the founder, Phil Robichaud, who's a fishing guide and captain also. And they have put together some 7 trips that they'll be doing a drawing for in May. For all of those who purchase tickets, and all the proceeds will go to benefit Captain Mike and his family. He's suffered a massive heart attack. He's had several strokes. But things could be looking up, and hopefully the family needs some help. And if you know Captain Mike or you don't know Captain Mike, I can tell you he's has a great reputation for being a charter boat fisherman in the Lafitte area for many, many years. He's got a lot of friends, and a lot of captains have come to his aid to donate these trips. There's also some merchandise they're going to give away, and we'll talk to Angela a lot more about that. Also got some fishing reports coming up from we have a new field reporter checking in with us. He'll become a regular, Butch Ridgedale. He's the president of the Lafayette Kayak Club, and he's going to be doing the paddler's report for us this morning. Ryan Lambert will be checking in with us from the Cajun Fishing Adventures in Buras. And Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy, he's going to be coming up, in fact, next and talking about fishing Lakes Catherine, the Mr. Go, Lake Bourne, and Lake Pontchartrain, which, you know, there's been a little run that comes up in the middle of March, generally, on some really nice-sized speckled trout in Lake Pontchartrain, and we'll talk to him about how that's progressing. So, got questions, got comments, 504-260-1870, and we'll be back to talk to Captain Mike right after we pause these 3 minutes for our local sponsors to give you some of their very important messages. Back right after that. And it's time to check in with Captain Mike Gallo, Born on the Bayou, get his fishing report, which is brought to you by Seto. What a wonderful company they are. Nobody more welcome to see them when you're broke down, if you got fuel problems, maybe electrical problem, you need a jump start, or you could be just stuck up on a sandbar and you need to get pulled off of there. They come to the rescue, and they'll do it as often as you want. You don't really want them out there a lot, but they're ready when you need them, if you need them, 24/7. $249. That's for a whole year's membership for unlimited service, towing, dock to dock, whatever you need. Mostly what you're getting is peace of mind. And if you were tuned in a couple of weeks ago, we talked to Captain Chris, and he was telling us about some of the more memorable rescues that he has made. And if you want to find out more about getting in a CETO policy, call him at 504-301-4545 or simply go to CETO, CETOW.com. Captain Mike is with us now, and Mike, thank you for sending me that picture of that big, beautiful speckled trout. How long ago was that caught? Now, I think I recognize the spot where you caught it. You and I have fished there before several times.
You do recognize that spot. I caught that trout Monday in the Intercoastal Waterway. My group from Texas is down for their annual Mardi Gras trip. So we fished Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we came down into New Orleans, and they're doing their telecommunications conference wrapped around Mardi Gras. And they invite my wife and I down here to sort of be tour guides. So that's where we are at the moment. But we did quite a bit of fishing earlier in the week. And like Darrell Carpenter said, what a difference a few warm days make. Trout have really started to bite pretty well. Fishing's been pretty good. A lot of baits available. It's not windy. You do need gnat repellent if you go in the marsh. So it's been productive, and it looks like good things to come.
Mike, I'm trying to look at that bait that's hanging out the side of the mouth. It's pretty much a clear bait. It looks like, is that a matrix shad in a clear color?
That is a matrix shad. It's a new color Chaz has out, and I believe he calls that, it's a purple, I'd hate to say the wrong name. It's a purplish color. I can look it up for you. But it's a relatively new lure color that he has.
It looks like it might have some purple specks on it, but for the most part, I mean, it's almost the same color as the trout's belly, you know, kind of a silvery-looking color. Nice-looking bait.
It's a real good mimic of a pogey, and I caught it on a drop shot. You know, I'm almost fishing a drop shot 99% of the time now when I'm trout fishing. If I'm not throwing a cork, I'm probably throwing a drop shot.
All right, while you mention that, people are going to be wondering, what is he talking? What is a drop shot? Explain that simple rig up.
Drop shot's pretty simple. You have your sinker. I use a 1 ounce bank sinker, and I'll use about an 18 inch piece of fluorocarbon, and I'll tie that directly into a number two octopus hook, and then I'll tie my main line into the same eye of that octopus hook, and I'll now just nose hook that matrix plastic. And what that does, by having that 1 ounce sinker, I can throw it into heavy winds, I can throw it into pretty heavy current, still get down to the bottom and be able to work the lure just like you would any other lure. One of the advantages I find of that particular lure, when you fish a half-ounce jig or 3/8, as soon as they suck that lure into their mouth, they feel the weight of it. When you fish with just the hook and using the bank sinker down below the hook, that obviously your lure is much lighter. So when the fish sucks it in, he doesn't immediately feel that weight and spit it right back out. Give you a little bit more time to set the hook. I think there's quite a few advantages using the drop shot, and that's why it's become my number one go-to whenever I'm trout fishing.
Mike, looking at the situation, fishermen who are going out this morning in your area are going to be faced with, we're looking at some pretty light winds, you know, 6 to 12 out of the northeast, and not much tide, only a half a foot of tide range. Give us probably what your number one starting point would be if you were going today.
Well, I would make a stop along the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain by the Highway 11 bridge or even the train bridge, twin span, because those are all on a point in Lake Pontchartrain, and that water will be moving a little bit faster right there. Fish with the current, drop shot or live shrimp. And, you know, I'd give it a half hour, and if I don't catch anything, I'd be moving on towards the intercoastal waterway. Where we found most of our fish, there were always either mullet nearby jumping, or we could see pokies flickering in the water ever so often. So that's the key you're looking for. Obviously, clean water that's moving, but if you can find pokies or mullet in the area, you're going to have a much better chance of catching trout like that.
Very good. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get in on some of this fishing, and I know Lake Pontchartrain is famous traditionally for sometime around the middle or late March of some big trout moving in and showing up there and getting into the spawning cycle, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAOfLA.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or you can give me a call on the phone, and that number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Thank you, Mike, and thanks for that photo. Hope you catch a bunch more like that.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures, AAOfLA.com. All right, coming back after this, I've got a paddler's report for you. President of the Lafayette Kayaking Club, Butch Ridgedale, joins us to fill us in on what some of the hot spots are in the local news for paddlers around here in the Louisiana and the greater Gulf Coast. It's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Radio Network. Wonder why he never strokes north or south. He's always going east or west. Got some good fishing north and south, too. Our Paddler's Report, by the way, is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Get it? No Wake. That's for paddlers especially. Conventional fishing tackle, fly fishing gear. They specialize in it. You're going to find them in Metairie at 1926 Airline Highway. Again, that's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Let me introduce one of our new Paddler Report fishing field reporters, the president of the Lafayette Kayak Club and the champion of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, Butch Ridgedale. Butch, where are you this morning?
Right now, I'm paddling across Bay Cocodrie.
Oh, out of the Coco Marina. How's the seas look down there? It could be pretty flat, huh?
It's flat calm this morning, and the bugs aren't bad.
That is good news. You bringing the topwater with you?
I've got that first thing tied on.
That'd be the first one I'd throw on a morning like this. What are you expecting to catch from the report you've been getting there?
Actually, I talked to some guys early this morning that fished yesterday. They'd been doing pretty good on redfish. I'm hoping to find a few trout. But basically, we've got a tournament here in the end of the month, so I'm just doing a little scouting early. Just hanging out, seeing what it's like. I hadn't been here in a while. They've done a lot of improvements down at Coco Marina, and it's wild what they got going on there.
Yeah, I'm hearing about that. Some new life and new blood down there, and then really bringing it back up. And what a wonderful area it is, and often it gets neglected. In fact, I guess they could be holding some tournaments down there in the future.
Yes, actually, tournament-wise, if you want to fish a kayak tournament, March is the month to do it. There's a lot going on. The Bayou Coast Club has a spring fish out next weekend out of Hopedale. Free event, show up at 6 that morning, fish till about 1. And then after that, they're going to meet up. I think the name of the place is it Lancaster's?
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I'm not 100% sure. I don't fish that area a whole lot myself. Yeah, Lancaster's. There's some place called Lancaster's in that area. They're going to meet up at 1 o'clock and just have a little social. But that's a free event. Come out on the water if you want to. Meet some guys. Share some intel. Just have a good time.
I got a report from one of our listeners, the old snake doctor. They had a good kayak trip out of Hopedale this past Thursday. He caught a combination of specks, reds, a bass, and a 10-pound blue catfish. And he says he doesn't think the freeze impacted that fish population. That Hopedale, it's a short paddle to a rock dam across the Mistagoan. It's very popular with paddlers, so that's a good place to expect.
Extremely popular, yeah. It's been a lot of big trout caught over there.
So what else you got for us, Butch?
Okay, weekend-wise, next weekend, the Bayou Coast spring fish out over down at Hopedale. The following weekend, Pat Kayak Rentals has got the Polar Challenge. It was postponed due to low water last month, but they're going to hold that in the 15th down at Pointe-Chien. Little trout redfish combination tournament. The following weekend, Bayou Coast has their Trout Challenge. It's one of the bigger tournaments of the year. That's going to be fishing anywhere in St. Bernard Parish. and Lake Pontchartrain. So we'll have it's a CPR, CPS, whatever you want to call it, tournament where you catch the fish, measure it, release it if you want to, or keep it if you want to. But then we'll have our award ceremony at No Wake Outfitters at 3:30.
Very good. Getting back to that PAC, the PAC Polar Challenge, where do you get signed up for that? Is that in conjunction with any of the clubs, or is that just from the marina there? They're kind of putting it together.
It's just on the marina. Ed and Lisa are putting that one on. They do it every year, and it just go to the PAC Kayak Rental website, and you can sign up there. Okay. Or I think you can actually sign up that morning when you get there.
Got it.
The Trout Challenge will be, you have to go to the Bayou Coast website or the Facebook page, Bayou Coast Fishing Club, and it's going to be through Tourney X, where you'll have to sign up that and get, you know, the appropriate ID numbers and that type of stuff. But that's going to be a catch and release type tournament.
All right, the big question on that Trout Challenge, motorized or paddle only?
Trout Challenge, motorized.
Got it.
It is definitely, Bayou Coast is allowing motors in all their events this year.
Okay.
The PAC tournament is motors. The 22nd, Trout Challenge. And then, of course, the big thing for a lot of anchors is the City Park Bass event, the 29th of March. Mm-hmm. That gets a lot of, traction. A lot of people go in there and try to catch a big bass.
Exactly. Okay, so March is a big month. Got lots going on tournament-wise, and hopefully we get the decent weather to go along with it and get some good results in. Butch, thank you for doing it. You did a great job. I know it's a balancing act when you're out on the boat doing a fish report with the phone and a report. You did a great job. Look forward to our next visit.
Appreciate it. Good talking to y'all.
Thank you. Butch Ridgedale of the Lafayette Kayak Club. In fact, he's the president and one of our new field reporters. All right, coming back after this. We titled this Bad Boy episode, What Happens When You Mix Gators, Guns, and Girls with Drugs? Ooh, got a little rhyme to it, but it's not good. We'll tell you the story right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking on our text messages coming into the studio. We have our friend Alton in Kentwood. He's looking for wing bones so he can check on getting one of those turkey calls. And we have provided him with that from Ed Wingbone Miller is his name. And you can meet him in person and see those calls if you come out to our boat show broadcast at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama next Saturday morning. Hope you can come out and see us. All right, we got some more text coming in. This one says, here's trivia for the River Rats. Today, in 1699, Iberville and Iberville, depending on where you're from, that's how you pronounce it, and Bienville, they were brothers, they located the mouth of the Mississippi. They found it by accident trying to beach their boats during a wicked storm. Boy, I bet they sure wish they had sea tow around in those days. Huh? All right, we had a question, too, about with the rabbit season, has it been extended through this weekend? Yes, indeed, it has. It's open through 1/2 hour after sunset tomorrow. And the fishing bait in question that Mike Gallo caught that nice big trout on, someone asked, is the purple Patagonia matrix shad? And Chaz Champagne has verified through Mike that, yes, that is the name of it, the purple Patagonia bait. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and let our local stations do an identification process. And when we come back after that, we're going to tell you our bad boy, the outdoor story. It's called Gators, Guns, and Girls with Drugs Equals Trouble. Back with that. But first, this pause for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, if you decide to mix alligators, guns, and a drug-carrying woman, you're very likely to end up being the star of one of Don Dubuque's bad boys of the outdoors, like a guy named Tanner Williams. You see, in Avoyelles Parish, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Douglas Anderson Jr., Senior Agent Callie Petrie, Senior Agent Lane Causey, and Agent Lane DeVille received a tip in this past January about an individual that killed alligators illegally. And, I need to check on this and maybe do a little bit of a study, but I'm going to just a wild guess. I would say 80 to 85% of our bad boy stories are initiated by tips given by citizens to the authorities. And this is one of those. Well, anyway, he got the tip about an individual that had killed some alligators illegally, and during their investigation, the agents learned that Tanner Williams harvested two alligators during a closed season in June of 2024. Now, there's no alligator hunting goes on in June. On February the 7th of this year, the agents made contact with Tanner, who had 30-year-old meth-possessing Jasmine D. Jolla as a passenger in his truck. During the stop, agents observed drug paraphernalia inside the truck that was in plain sight. After a search of the truck, they found suspected methamphetamines, drug paraphernalia, anabolic steroids, and tanned alligator skins. The agents also found Tanner in possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Uh-oh. He was also cited for hunting while under hunting license suspension, taking alligators during the closed season, and illegal possession of alligator skins. If convicted, facing $17,700 in criminal fines, plus up to 20 years in jail and another $752 civil restitution to replace the gators, is 50-year-old William J. Tanner of Evergreen, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. And I guess you could throw in Jasmine D. Jolla, the passenger with the methamphetamines, is also part of his gang. All right, that's our bad boy of the outdoors feature. We have these every week, and we never run out of them. The biggest problem is trying to decide which ones we get to put on the show. All right, here we go. We got the caller about discovering the mouth of the river was not so right. DeSoto found the mouth of the river canoeing down from Canada. DeSoto came from Canada. I thought DeSoto was one of the Spanish explorers that came by way of Galveston. I don't know. We got some twisted history stories here. Not quite sure. But I imagine back in 1699, if two guys had a storm in the Gulf and they washed up on the mouth of the Mississippi River Delta down there in what is now Lower Plaquemines, I guess you'd say they would say that they discovered it. It wasn't on any map, I'm sure. All right, then we have, he planted the cross at Fort Jackson in 1682, claiming the Louisiana territory for the King of France. Boy, that doesn't sound right at all. I don't think DeSoto had anything to do with France. Anyway, check it out. This is not a history class. This is an outdoor show. Sometimes we talk a little bit about historic things. All right, talk about historic things. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. They are a legend. They are a historic institution down in that area of Plaquemines Parish. And he's going to be telling us about some of the fishing activity. You know, they kind of put away the guns. The duck season's over. And it's time for those guys to get out and get serious about their fishing, which they are almost all year long. And they'll tell you what's coming up for the month of March down in Plaquemines Parish. And I'm thinking blackberries. They come in real early down there. Back with Ryan right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. He is Bahamas bound. What you going to be doing in Bahama?
Getting away from Mardi Gras.
That's one way to do it without having to get a snow outfit. You going to bring your fly rod?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I'm a bonefish. I'm a group of fish. Maybe hog snapper if I can. I get out and just get away with the family a little bit. Take a little break.
Who do you fish with down there? Is this someone that comes to your place and, you know, you go down
there? No. Normally when I go just to fish, I'll go either to Great Harbor Key or I'll go to Dead Man's Key. Dead Man's Key, there's a famous guy down there named Sammy Knowles. He's old like me, and I'll go with him and his gang. He's got a younger guy named Cartwright that we fish with, and both of them are very good. And then we go to Percy Duvall if we go to Great Harbor. Mm-hmm. But Great Harbor's got a lodge now, and now it's turned into more of a little touristy thing where they take you to a school of fish, and I don't like to throw into a school of fish. I want to pick fish and throw into them. It's a little harder.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going solo, or you have someone accompanying you? Is Miss Bahamas going, or is she staying home to make sure the credit cards?
I got 17 accompaniments.
Wow!
Yeah, this is a big ordeal.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna have my little grandson with me, and I'm gonna have me a good week with him. So
very good. We'll send some pictures of those bonefish, especially. We'd like to see them.
I tell you what, it's missing out on a good week here, I tell you that.
Yeah, it is. Tell me about what's going to be happening the next couple of days down there.
Well, the fishing's really good. I mean, the boys have just been slaying the reds. I mean, they've been having their way with the redfish. But now we're just warmed up a little bit. The trout are coming out of their lairs, and they're catching a few trout. And I wanted to go get on them yesterday, and I was so busy fixing stuff that I never got a chance to go do it.
Missed the fix it, yeah.
Yeah, ice machines and boats and stuff like that. So even the catfish, now's the time to catch catfish too. If you get those ponds and stuff, they're coming in to spawn for the next little while, they'll be in those, so you can really whack the catfish too if that's what you want to do. So, and, you know, you can kind of pick it. I mean, it's good, and the fish kill doesn't seem to be really hurting things, so I imagine some places are going to have it worse than others, but right now we're okay, you know, especially on the east side. I mean, I didn't see any dead fish on the east side.
Mm-hmm. So what is your latest reading on the river level down there?
It's 12.9 right now. No, it's going to go to 13.1 in the next couple of days, and then it'll start falling out. So, you know, it's 13 will get it coming in the parking lot, and then it'll start falling out after that. So, yeah. It looks normal. They got Davis Pond open right here and flowing in Lake Cotawatchee. They only got it about 6,000. It flows 10,500. They got it flowing about 6,000. So, you know, that always helps Lake Cotawatchee and that area. If they could keep it flowing a while, at least we'll get our grass back in there. But I don't think normally they'll cut it off in March because of the brown shrimp. The water will get too cold, and like to keep the water warm as to have that brown shrimp come in. So we'll see. We need it.
What has been the hot bait this week for you guys catching those reds?
Dead shrimp.
Oh, geez. No wonder you didn't go. You weren't fixing things. You didn't
No, I ain't fixing dead shrimp. No way. But again, right now, I'm using a small bait. You know, the water's still cold. The shrimp are still little. I use the Z-Man Slim Swim. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it happen, because it's just small, and everything they've eaten is small. So the pogies are still offshore. So you just have to wait the next full moon. Everything will change. It's the 25th. Miss Carmen's ducks will come home. She'll just have a yard full of ducks when she wakes up on the 25th, and she'll be happy. And then the specks and everything will start moving toward the outside again, and the trout will come out their winter layers and start heading to the bay. So everything happens on the 25th of this month.
March 25th. Mark it down on the calendar. Going to be a big day.
Yeah, she don't ever believe me. I said, baby, ducks will be here in the morning. How you know? I said, baby, just open the curtains in the morning. Your ducks will be there. How'd you know? Okay. So that's a good time of year, because that's just everything starts changing and the bay starts moving around, and you know, everything starts heading toward the beach and in the bays, and then we have our summer hat pattern after that. So it's every year it's a cyclical thing. You just got to follow it around.
Have you talked to anybody, or maybe did a little bit yourself, of bass fishing down there? Every now and then I get people wanting to know about how the bass action is down there. Now when the duck season closed, you know, they open up the refuge down there for bass fishing.
Yeah, I've been seeing a couple of bass boats, but I hadn't talked to any of those guys. You know, at 13.1, that's pretty stout. You have to really get back in some ponds to catch them when it's that high. But, you know, the bass weren't that good last year compared to normal. You know, I don't know if we had some salt water come in with the couple of those big storms, or if the salt water just, you know, I don't know. But, you know, you used to be able to go down there and catch 100 real easy.
Yeah.
And last year, it wasn't like that for them guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait. It's New Year's. It's a good high river. It's the first good high river we had. You know, if it stays up right here for a little while, it'll help out.
Yeah. Well, it's always, you know, flipping the canes, pulling them out of the canes is the trick down there.
You know, I don't like to do that. You know, it's like cane pole fishing. I like to back off the bank, and, you know, where they have their boats, that's where I'm throwing a finesse worm with a real light, ultralight rod. rod, and there's a little grass bed, and as it comes off that secondary ledge, boom, right there. That's because that way I can fight him and they can jump, and everybody look at me like I'm stupid, but that's what I like.
I know you love that bass fishing. Well, Ryan, while you're gone, tell them how to get you in case they need to get you when you get back, or you're taking your phone with you to the Bahamas.
You know I'm going to have my phone with me. It's booking season. Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 anytime, and I'll answer that phone. Or they can go to Cajun Fishing Adventures and check it out. Really, it's booking up really good this year. And even duck season's starting already. But I can't really book duck season because we don't know what the date's going to be yet.
Yeah, true. So you're going to be back in town next Saturday, or you're going to be calling from the Bahamas?
I'll be in the Bahamas. I think I might be traveling there the 8th. I think I'm coming home. Mm-hmm. So whatever. I'm answering the phone either way.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
All right, my friend.
Take it easy. Please. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. We're going to be joined by Angela Caruso. She's heading up a benefit to Captain Mike Helmuth. She'll tell you all about it, how to make a donation, and qualify to win one of 7 all-expense-paid fishing trips with professional guides. We'll be back to do that and wrap it up here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. A lot of you may recognize the name Captain Mike Helmer. He's the owner of Phil Robichaux Fishing Charters, a longtime charter captain in Louisiana. Suffered a massive heart attack and followed by several strokes. Joining us to talk about his condition and also about a fundraising benefit for Captain Mike is Angela Caruso. And Angela, thanks for being with us this morning, and thanks for this effort to help your best friends. Tell us about Mike's present condition right now.
Okay, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on. It means a lot. Captain Mike's got a long journey ahead, but he is definitely a walking miracle. He had fished, this happened on October 24th, he had fished all week. He fished the day he went in. He walked in the hospital that night because his wife convinced him, okay, it's time to let's look into this. They did an EKG, rushed him into the back for an angiogram because he had previously had a massive heart attack. They're thinking days before. They tried an EKG. Next thing you know, he coded twice on him. So he was without oxygen and down for about 15 minutes. And they only gave him a 30% chance to see tomorrow. And here we are in the end of February. He's been through a lot, but unfortunately he's got a lot more to go.
And also the family needs some financial help, and that's where you come in and put together this benefit. Explain how this works, this benefit.
Okay, what we did is, because he was the sole provider for his family, his wife pretty much ran the business, which she will continue to keep Phil Robichaux Charters going. But, you know, you don't make what you did as the captain. So we put together a raffle. And we don't want people just to donate. We want to give them a chance at some really nice prizes. So we had Dead Reds out of Venice donate us a trip. 4 different captains out of Delacroix each give us a trip. Phil Robichaux Charters with our Captain John Ladd donating a trip with a 2-night stay out of Lafitte. We have a second trip out of Lafitte with Big Dog Charters, Captain Bo Weber, Lane Zimmer, Sean Thornton, Bart Simo. They've all donated trips. You have a chance at a rod and reel. You have a chance at a 85-quart ice chest, a $200 car detail. I mean, we've just got tons there. We're doing $25 a ticket, 5 tickets for 100. And you can follow not only the updates on Mike, how he's doing, and what people, you know, if they just want to drop a little message or a memory with Mike, it's Hooked on Healing. It's a Facebook page. All you have to do is look for the big red ribbon for the heart disease. And any questions, any info you need, it's all on that page, how to buy your tickets. And we just wanted you to, you know, have a chance at some really awesome prizes and help us out.
Well, that many people stepping up to help kind of tells you a lot about Captain Mike, because I'm sure he
yes,
would be
does.
Doing exactly the same for them if the roles were reversed. The drawing Absolutely. Is going to be May 6th, so they've got from now till then to do it. You're accepting checks, Venmo payments. How else can people pay when they go on the Facebook page?
We have the address and everything to write a check directly to Mike Helmer. We have a Venmo page. We have Zelle. If you're local, we can meet you. We can pick it up. If you would like to pay cash, I'm going to try to sit out this weekend at the Gumbo Fest in Westwego because they're born and raised in Westwego, both him and Rachel. So anyway, you know, we'll find a way to make it work. You know, another thing is at this time, Mike's not ready or strong enough to have a defibrillator put in. So he has to wear what they call a life vest 24 hours a day, like straps around his chest with pads in it. And he has to carry this box on his side until they can physically put a defibrillator in. You know, they, anything it takes to keep Mike going. And it's just, it's tragic. And people that see Mike now just still can't believe it.
Well, hopefully his road to recovery will be sooner than later. And please pass along to him when you see him. Best wishes from us and all those listeners and all his fans out there. I know over the years he's built a lot of people who have come to rely on him to take them fishing, and now they can do something to pay back. Again, it's Hooked on Healing on the Facebook page. And, Angela, I have every confidence that this audience and people who fish and hunt are very generous people, and they're going to help Mike out a lot. And thank you so much for what you're doing for your best friend.
Thank you. And when you looked at Hooked on Healing, you'll see the red ribbon, and that's for heart disease. And it says Hooked on Healing, and it'll tell you the whole story. And we really appreciate you taking the time to give us a chance to get this out there. And have a wonderful day.
And we'll get you back on again later on and update his progress. Thanks, Angela. We appreciate
it. All right.
It.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again next week. Hey, going to be out in Alabama, Scott's Marine Boat Show, Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. It starts on Wednesday, wraps up on Saturday with our broadcast. If you're in the South Alabama area, come by and see us. If not, tune us in on one of our affiliate stations or our flagship station, or you can always catch us on this stream. We'll be back then. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.